Welcome back to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and today we are going to have a fascinating conversation about the fat loss car. For those of you that have been around here for a while, you've heard me talk about that before. And what I want to bring to the table today is a new twist to the fat loss car. And I think it's something we need to talk about and something we need to address and figure out what we're going to do about it. And for those of you that are newer to following me, newer to my Instagram or this podcast or my YouTube, you're probably going, what the heck are you even talking about, a fat loss car? What is that? Well, we're going to fill you in. We're all going to get up to speed. We're going to kind of review what it is, and then we're going to look at the new twist to the fat loss car because I think it's super important. Now, I'm going to just keep letting this recording go, no matter how much I ramble or whatever. So we're just going to do this, have this conversation, and I would love to get some feedback on what you think. But I think after we talk about this, it's going to make a lot of sense to you. So if you don't have your coffee, go grab your coffee, and I've got mine right here, and let's start talking about the fat loss car concept first. So the car that's sitting out in your driveway right now, it's sitting there. It's not going anywhere. It can't go anywhere unless it has a driver in it. Makes sense, right? Most of the time, you know, when my son was younger, there would be me and my son in the car. So I would have a passenger in that car. And as he got older, he would be sitting in the front seat, right? So it would be me driving and my son being the passenger of the car. So would have a driver and a passenger. It's my responsibility as the driver of the car to get the car from point A to point B, right? It's not my son's responsibility sitting in the front seat. He's not driving it. So he doesn't have any responsibility for moving that car. I do, because I'm the driver. So if we're trying to get to a destination, we're not going to get there unless I do my job as the driver of a car. Makes perfect sense. So let's now envision whatever car you want to have in your mind. So right now, think about a car, any kind of car, your favorite car, whatever it is. Visualize a car. When I do that, I visualize a purple car. I don't know. Purple is my favorite color. I love purple. I envision some purpley color, SUV-ish kind of car when I visualize a car. Maybe someday I will actually own a car like that. So we're going to call this car our fat loss car. Okay. So our fat loss car has a driver, and our fat loss car also has a passenger. The driver of the fat loss car has the responsibility of getting the car from point A to point B. And well, since we're talking about fat loss, we're going to say from point A, which is now currently, to where we want to be, maybe our goal weight. Whatever our goal is, to lose weight, to lose fat, it's the driver's responsibility to move that car along the path to get us to where we want to be. So the driver wears that on their shoulders. It is their job. The passenger of this car is the person along for the ride. Now, that person along for the ride can also help, right? They're not helpless. They could certainly help navigate the way, but it's not their job to get the fat loss car from where you are now to your goal. That's not what the job of the passenger is, right? So if we look at that, we think, okay, so who's the driver of the fat loss car then? Who is solely responsible for us losing fat? Who is solely responsible for us losing weight? And maybe it shouldn't be a who, maybe it's a what. So for our fat loss car, it's nutrition, right? Because we are not going to lose weight and lose fat without our nutrition being in check at all. It will not happen. And we all know how to do it, right? We all know it has to be a calorie deficit consistently executed over time, not being perfect, but a modest calorie deficit, adequate protein, consistent effort, and patience. We've heard this time and time again. That is our nutrition. That is the driver of our fat loss car. We're not going to lose anything if our nutrition is not in check. We know that. So nutrition is the driver of our fat loss car, without a doubt. The passenger of the fat loss car is our training, our working out, our movement, the things that make us feel good, that is going to make nutrition maybe even a little bit easier, but can also help us get there, right? It's going to assist and navigate potentially, but it's not training's job to get us to lose fat and lose weight. That's not why we train. That's not why we exercise or move. And if you think of exercise from a perspective of losing weight, I'm exercising because I have to lose weight, you're looking at it completely wrong. We should be looking at exercise as a way to move better, to feel better, to build muscle, to build strength, to improve our bone density, to improve our heart health, all of those things. That's why we exercise. The purpose of exercise is not to lose weight. It's to improve our health by all the ways that I just described. So the issue comes when we start to struggle with weight loss or fat loss, and we start blaming our exercise. I must not be working hard enough. So I need to add another 2 days of cardio, 1 day of HIIT, another 2 classes. I'm going to start training for a marathon. You know, all of these things that we're going to try to cram in to our workout week because we think it's the workouts that are the problem. They're the reason why we're not losing the fat. And that's not the problem at all. The problem is not the workouts. The problem is we go back to the driver. The driver has to do their job to get us to our goals. Because if nutrition is not in check, it doesn't matter how much you work out. It doesn't matter any of that. You're never going to reach your goals if your nutrition is not in check. So I bring all this up because now we have a little bit of an accurate picture of the fat loss car, right? We've got the driver. We all know logically that nutrition drives it, but we never seem to look at nutrition as what I need to really focus on and change. And that's really interesting because training's easy to change, isn't it? I mean, it's easy to add another class. It's easy to try a new way of exercising or getting more steps in or something like that. I mean, that's the easy part. What's not as easy is focusing on nutrition, because that's going to require us to make some adjustments potentially. And we have to do some sort of restriction in order to lose weight. It doesn't have to be, you know, this massive starvation thing. But if you want to eat less than your body needs, there is a bit of restriction there. And that's never fun, right? It's way more fun to look at training and figure out how you can, mix that up and change that up to bring more fat loss or something. But that's going to keep you spinning your wheels. You're focusing on the passenger of your fat loss car instead of the nutrition of the fat loss car, the driver who is responsible for getting you to where you want to be. I understand why we all focus on the working out piece. I get it. It's easier. It's a lot more fun, all that. But that old adage, you can't out-train a bad diet, is really true. You know, if you go on a treadmill or something and you either run or you walk, whatever, I don't even know for how long, but if you pay any attention to the calories burned feature, which I don't want you to ever pay attention to, but just for this example, we'll use it. Let's say the treadmill says you burned 300 calories, right? First of all, that number's not going to be accurate. It's going to be far less than that, but let's just use that as an example. Took you 45 minutes to an hour to burn 300 calories. It could take you a matter of a minute or two to eat 300 calories. And so you will be constantly chasing your tail when you start thinking of exercise as a way to burn calories. It's not efficient. Absolutely, it's not efficient. The benefits to exercise are what we need to focus on, how exercise makes us feel better, move better, how it's going to help us age and have a functional life as we get older. Oh my gosh, those benefits we talk about all the time, right? That's why we exercise. That's why we lift weights and work out, is for all of those benefits. But we've got to bring our focus back to the driver of the car. Because if we don't focus on the driver of that car, then we will forever be going in circles. Our fat loss car is never going to go in the direction it needs to go, right? It's going to just drive in a circle the whole time because we're not focusing on the thing that we need to focus on. And when I say that, sometimes people tell me, well, you know, I'm doing everything. You know, I'm weighing, I'm measuring, I'm meticulous, blah, 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 blah. And they don't want to hear that obviously if they were doing all of that, that they would be losing weight. If they were in a calorie deficit, they would be losing weight. So somewhere there's a disconnect. Somewhere is they're not doing what they think they're doing. And I get it. It's so frustrating because you think you're doing every single thing right. Nothing seems to work. And honestly, a wall goes up, a little bit of a defensive wall goes up. And I get that too. Man, I'd probably be like that too. As a matter of fact, I was like that. I thought I was doing everything right for years and years and years. But it takes stepping out of the situation and looking back in to see what I can do to improve what I'm doing. And I like to ask people this question a lot. When I have this conversation with people, when they tell me I'm doing everything, and it sounds like, yeah, man, you are doing everything, I like to ask for them to tell me one thing that they are doing really, really well with their nutrition and one thing that they think that they can improve upon. And there's always something we all can improve upon, every single one of us. So if someone says there's nothing I can improve upon, they're not thinking. They are acting on emotion. And because there's always something that we can improve upon. And once we can break through that wall and start focusing more on what we can do to improve, the more we will see the outcomes. Sometimes we get so focused on the outcomes that we don't even focus on our efforts anymore. We're focused so much on the scale didn't move, the scale went up, the scale went down, blah, blah, blah. And we're not focused on how we could improve. And we just keep spinning our wheels. But nutrition's still the driver of this car, regardless. And if we bring this whole thing back to the fat loss car, we've established now nutrition is the driver and is responsible for getting us to where we want to be. Training, working out, movement is the passenger. So that's the general concept of the fat loss car. It makes sense. But here's the twist. So I've discovered there's an unruly passenger sitting in the back seat now. And as a matter of fact, that unruly passenger probably needs to be put in the trunk. Because the unruly passenger in our fat loss car is the person that's trying to distract the driver. The unruly passenger is the person that is trying to make you turn left when you really should be turning right. The unruly passenger is that person who's trying to have a conversation with you as you're driving the car and trying to get you distracted from what you're doing, right? So you never really get to your destination. That unruly passenger is trying to create chaos when there isn't chaos. So if you stop and think about it for a second, who do you think is that unruly passenger in your fat loss car? That unruly passenger is emotion. Emotion is now riding in this car. And if you think about it, so oftentimes when we get frustrated with our lack of progress or things aren't working for me and we're so discouraged and the scale spiked and I'm having, oh no, and all of these things, that's emotion. And logically, we know if the scale spikes overnight, we didn't gain 2 pounds of fat overnight. Logically, we know that. But we've let that unruly passenger now come out and start distracting us from getting to our destination by telling us, oh man, you screwed up. Man, you gained 2 pounds of fat. Man, you suck. You blew it again. Now you've got to do 30 more minutes of cardio. Now you've got to go work out longer. Now you better restrict all your calories because Lord knows you ate too much. That's the unruly passenger in the fat loss car. That is the person that is taking you off course. That is the person that is keeping you from reaching your goals because you allow that passenger to get in your head. You allow that passenger to start navigating the way, and that passenger is going to have you do crazy shit, right? That passenger is going to have you overly reduce your calories for no reason. That unruly passenger is going to have you beat yourself up because you went out with your friends, you had a great meal out, and you enjoyed yourself. And yeah, guess what? You went over your calories. So what? But that unruly passenger saying, oh, no, you screwed that up, man. You went out. You shouldn't have had that wine. You shouldn't have had that meal. And you definitely shouldn't have had that dessert. You screwed up. That's what that unruly passenger is trying to do to you. They are trying to get you to make changes you don't need to make, beat yourself up, and just keep you off course. Nutrition's got to stay the course, man. Nutrition and logic. And maybe we'll bring in another passenger at a later date and talk about how that passenger needs to ride too. But emotion, that passenger that's sitting in the car yelling at you from the back seat, we call them a backseat driver, right? They're the backseat driver. They're the obnoxious ones that's trying to tell you, the driver, nutrition, how to get there. And you just want to turn around and just say, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Does that sound familiar? I talk about that all the time. I talk about how we need to tell ourselves that all the time. We need to tell ourselves, shut up, when those emotional voices start rearing their ugly heads all the time, when the scale goes up or when something's not going our way, or when we've, quote, plateaued, unquote. The emotion voices start taking over, and we have to step out and tell ourselves, shut up. No, I did not gain fat overnight. I have more food in my belly. Cool. That will resolve itself in a few days. I'm gonna just going to hop back on track. That's it. That's the conversations we need to have with ourselves. I have them every single day. And, you know, and here's an example of that. I have, every time I see the scale go up, I don't like it. Nobody does. Name me one person on this planet who likes seeing the scale go up. I mean, that person does not exist. And if they say they do, they're lying through their teeth. But when those emotional voices start trying to rear their ugly heads with that little kick in the gut, and then it's like, oh, shit, I just tell myself, no, I have not eaten that much. I've not eaten enough to gain 3 pounds or 2 pounds or whatever it is. I just let logic come to the forefront, tell myself to shut up, and I keep going. I don't adjust anything. I don't make up for anything because I didn't do anything wrong. Same for you. Going out with your family and friends is not doing anything wrong. It's not bad. You went out, you had a nice time. So what? You went over your calories. It's going to happen. It's called life. And if we don't allow life to happen sometimes, then we won't be able to live. We will be in a prison and we'll be miserable for the rest of our lives. So that unruly passenger back in that back seat is trying to get you off course. It's trying to get you to veer left when you need to be going straight, or turn around, turn around, turn around, you know, that kind of thing. You've got to ignore that unruly passenger. And as a matter of fact, we all need to put that unruly passenger called emotion back into the trunk of the car and lock it, because now we can't hear it, right? And now we can't hear those emotional voices trying to tell us to do this and to do that or whatever. Now can't hear a thing. We are just back on course with nutrition driving the car, training being our passenger, being consistent with both over time, and viewing our passenger now, viewing training as the positive, the health benefits. I'm building muscle. I'm getting stronger. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to help my blood pressure. I'm going to improve my heart health. All of those things. That's how we're looking at our passenger. And nutrition is going straight ahead, right? Now, will there be bumps in the road? Absolutely. And that driver's got to navigate those. And that's when the emotional voices, that unruly passenger, is going to try to bust out of the trunk. And they might bust out of the trunk and get into the back seat and start getting into your head a little bit. But it's your job to lock that sucker right back up in the trunk and tell them to shut up. You did nothing wrong. You're doing great. Hop back on track, enjoy life, let's keep her going. And the more you do that, the less often that unruly passenger is going to make an appearance. I can guarantee you that. Now, is it easy? Of course not. It's not easy at all. In fact, I would say it's probably pretty difficult, especially if you're coming from a history of doing this frequently. But like anything, it takes practice. And that means one time it might work really well. The next time it might not. But that doesn't mean you stop. and you say, well, it doesn't work for me because I tried it once and oh, well, it just didn't work for me. Not for me. No, it's like anything else. You practice over time and you will find that it gets easier and more effective the more you do that. Just like anything. It's a skill, right? You're learning a new skill. And whenever you learn a new skill, it takes time and it takes practice. And oftentimes we put unrealistic expectations on our ability to learn something new and give ourselves 2 days. Oh, well, didn't work. Not doesn't work for me. That's not how it works. It's time, consistency over time. Same thing with fat loss. Same thing with building muscle. Consistency over time. So we want to keep emotion, that unruly passenger, locked in the trunk as much as we can. And if that passenger pops out of the trunk, comes back into the back seat and starts yelling at you, yelling at the driver of your fat loss car, you've got to tell that passenger to shut up and throw them back in the trunk and lock it. And you do that over and over and over again. So that's it. We've got this unruly passenger now in the fat loss car called emotion. And we've got to keep emotion keep emotion where it needs to be. It's okay to feel, by the way. It's okay to let emotion sit in the back seat and tell you something. But what's not okay is when you start letting that emotion drive that car. Because that unruly passenger wants to be the driver and is going to try to get you to do what it wants you to do. But you've got to realize what's happening. You've got to stand your ground. And remember, your nutrition, that's driving the car. That's what's going to get you to where you want to be. And let's keep the passenger training active, consistent, building strength, building muscle, improving our heart health, all of those things. And then you are guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed to get to where you want to go. So keep your eyes on that unruly passenger, okay? And the next time, maybe we'll talk about the muscle building car, because there's a lot of odds and ends with the muscle building car too. The driver and the passenger kind of changes with that. And so maybe we'll save that for another time. But I hope that this has been helpful. I hope it kind of resonates with some of you, because I see so many people letting emotion drive you for feeling bad for doing something that is a completely normal thing, for feeling bad that the scale spiked 2 pounds when you know it's not 2 pounds of fat. You know this. And you've got to tell that unruly passenger to shut up. So let's start practicing that today. No more unruly passengers getting in our head. Just tell them to be quiet and put them back in the trunk and lock it. And the ride, as a result, is going to be way smoother for you. So I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for being here. If you have a second, please give this podcast a 5-star review. It's going to help get it out to more and more and more people. And if you are ever interested in joining Jordan and I in the Inner Circle, we would love to have you. I will put the link in the show notes for you. Thank you for being here and have a great day.